I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey there, Stoic Squad. This is your boy Logan Cruz, back at it again with another daily Stoic Blueprint episode, where we're unpacking life's toughest challenges and turning them into golden opportunities. Today, we're tackling something that can be both terrifying and liberating, the art of apologizing. I mean, who doesn't cringe a little when they have to say those two little words? It feels vulnerable, right? Like you're admitting defeat or weakness. But here's the thing. A sincere apology isn't about weakness. It's about strength, integrity, and building genuine connections. Think about it. Life is messy. We all mess up. We stub our toes, accidentally step on someone's toes, metaphorically speaking, miss the mark in our relationships, sometimes even say things we regret. And when that happens, a well-crafted apology can be like magic. It can diffuse tension, mend broken bridges, and strengthen those bonds that matter most. So, how do we master this art of apologizing? Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways to help you level up your apology game. 1. Own your actions. This is the foundation of a genuine apology. No excuses, no justifications, just plain old taking responsibility for what you did or said. Ever notice how someone deflecting blame usually ends up making things worse? It's like throwing gasoline on an already smoldering fire. Instead, take a deep breath. Look that person in the eye, if possible, and say something like, I realize I messed up when I, or, I'm truly sorry for saying. Owning it is the first step towards healing. 2. Express empathy. Put yourself in their shoes. How did your actions affect them? Acknowledge their feelings, even if you don't fully understand them. Saying something like, I can see how that must have made you feel, shows them you genuinely care about their experience. 3. Be specific. Don't just say, I'm sorry. Vague apologies often feel empty and insincere. Instead, be specific about what you're apologizing for. This shows you've put thought into your words and that you understand the impact of your actions. For example, instead of saying, sorry if I offended you, try, I'm sorry for using that insensitive language, it was thoughtless of me. 4. Offer a solution. Now, this doesn't mean fixing everything in an instant, but showing a willingness to make amends can go a long way. Ask how you can make things right or offer to help them in some way. Even if it's a small gesture, it shows that you're committed to repairing the damage. 5. Mean it. This is crucial. Your apology needs to be genuine and heartfelt. If you're not truly sorry, people will sense it, and your words will ring hollow. Think about how you want them to feel after hearing your apology, understood, respected, and valued. Let that guide your words and intentions. Alright, let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Imagine this. You're having lunch with your best friend, and in the heat of the moment, you accidentally make a snarky comment about their new haircut. They look hurt and upset, and you realize you've overstepped. What do? You could ignore it, hoping they'll forget, or try to downplay what you said with lame excuses. But that wouldn't be authentic. Instead, take a deep breath, acknowledge your mistake, say something like, hey, I'm really sorry about that comment. It was insensitive and hurtful, and I didn't mean it the way it came out. Then try to understand their feelings by saying, I can see how that must have made you feel. Maybe even offer a solution like, is there anything I can do to make it up to you? See, a simple apology, delivered with sincerity and empathy, can go a long way in mending relationships. Remember, we're all human, we all mess up. But the ability to acknowledge our mistakes, apologize genuinely, and learn from them, that's what truly separates us from the rest. So, take those 5 key takeaways, keep them close, and remember, a well-crafted apology is not just about saying sorry, it's about building bridges, strengthening connections, and showing up as your best self. Now go out there and conquer your day. And don't forget to subscribe to the Daily Stoic Blueprint podcast, new episodes every single day, packed with practical wisdom to help you navigate life's ups and downs. See you tomorrow, Stoic Squad.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.